Permanence, perseverance, and persistence in spite of all obstacles, discouragements, and impossibilities. It is this that in all things distinguishes the strong soul from the weak. Thomas Carlyle. My friends, each and every day, 10 to 15 minutes, that is all we ask. You don't have to worry about how long this will take. As soon as you master the charts, you'll make up for all the time you ever spent. Let's jump into these charts. We see that bonds and stocks are down for the day along with Bitcoin. Gold is our only ETF that is up. And we will jump, as we always do, first into the S&P 500. Now, as we look, we can see that this week we reached out to the prior top. We had a top going back several weeks ago to early December, and then we poked above that last week, and we hit it again this week. We have a lot of volume, but you also see that the market's trying to find its place. We see where the bulls were able to jam it up to the prior high, but then the bears were able to push it back down. We have all this volume accounting for the struggles between the two, and no one has clearly won that. As we end the week, you can see that we, on the two-day chart, this is Thursday, Friday, so it's finished drawing, the two-day candle closed below that prior weekly trend line. The good news is we did reach the prior high. And it'll be curious to see as to where we go this next week. This is something we have happen when we have the market end in a weird interim down move. You can see we had two dojis instead of a red down candle. Two spinning tops, not dojis. Close, but not dojis. Which means even more extreme indecision. And we had all that indecision with high volume, meaning the market was struggling. Then it popped up with lower than average volume, which is not anything for us to jump in on. Why? Because it's weak. It doesn't show commitment to the up move. And then we started this week. The reason we have red volume here is because this week opened lower than the prior close. That's what determines red or green. If you open higher than the prior close, it's a green volume candle. Red if you open lower. So what we've had happen here is we've managed to peak up to that, but not to sustain it. So we will continue to wait, watch, and see. Look at what happened in the morning on Friday. We popped up strong, and then that bled off with lots of indecision and all that volume. So again, we can't tell what is happening with the S&P 500. This next week will give us a better feel. Could it simply have digested this pop-up and we're going to see it move on and gain some energy and move up? Or is it just going to die on the vine? I can't tell you. That means you don't pull the trigger. Otherwise, you're just throwing money out there. Yes, I know that we have our ways of making sure that we minimize our losses and maximize our gains. But remember, it's not about losing. It's about winning. It's about minimizing losses and not jumping into trades unless the percentages are on your side. And we don't have any way to determine that with the weak performance this week. What do we see going on the NASDAQ 100? Well, we had lots of volume 2 weeks ago, again, similar to the S&P, two spinning top down candles with decent volume where the market was struggling on what to do. Last week, we had a pop-up just like we had in the S&P. And then this week, a red spinning top means lots of indecision, tending down, but again, didn't reach up to the high that we saw all the way back on the 16th of December, the week beginning then. So what is more likely to happen here on the NASDAQ 100? For it to potentially go down. But again, we didn't have volume backing up the pop-up last week. So again, reverting to the mean here, reverting to the down move may very well be what the NASDAQ's doing. But again, another one hard to call. The S&P was down 0.53% today. The Qs, the NASDAQ, was down even less, 0.15%. So we'll keep our eye on things and see how these markets develop as we go into the new week. If you ask me, I'd say the likelihood, you know, of the NASDAQ not sustaining its upward movement. You can see popped up in the morning, pulled back in the afternoon with lots of volume. Again, green spinning top on the two-day without average volume, close to it, but no cigar. So again, we'll keep our eye on things, see where it's going. Now, what's up with 20-year U.S. government bonds? They were up in the morning and pulled back strongly in the afternoon, down 0.66%. We did have above average volume, did move up to a higher interim high than last week. So again, moving in the right direction, just some weakness showing there on Friday. And again, we'll watch as we get into the new week as to what happens with 20-year U.S. government bonds. Gold up again, just a little bit for the day, 0.20. But nonetheless, after yesterday's nice up move, up in the morning, not quite as much in the afternoon on Friday, but decent volume nonetheless throughout the day. Look at all the volume on the two-day candle as it spikes above, just barely above that weekly, well, not the weekly trend line, I'm sorry, the high, the prior high going all the way back to October, right there at the end of October. So again, candle on the weekly chart didn't push through it. Two-day has a ways to go, but we do see where the half-day pushed up, pulled back a little bit, but nonetheless did close above that prior high, which is, again, nice to see. So we'll keep our eye on gold as it continues to gain volume and price, showing there's a commitment to that. And we'll see how much higher it can go. What about Bitcoin pulling back? It was, again, sliding sideways in the morning and then rolling off down 3.33% for the afternoon, staying below that higher high, green spinning top, lots of volume, again, opening lower than the prior close. So a weak week, we'd seen that before. Again, just no enthusiasm pushing it back above that prior high that we saw back on the week beginning the 16th of December. That is where we are, my friends. Thanks so much for being with us. We always love to hear from you. Hope you've had a fun week trading. We have already released the Charting Cryptos, Commodities, and Currencies to the general public. And of course, I hope that our Patreon members found one or more of the weekly vertical crossovers to practice trade. Again, we provide those to you every Thursday night for your consideration as we go into Friday looking for weekly vertical crossovers, ending the week going up or down on the S&P 500. God bless, my friends. All the best from the whole team at Charting Wealth World Headquarters.